Now, what are we going to do here? We're going to give you an outline how the mucinsis is done. Now, as we know already that eventually for robustability and robust performance problem, eventually we need to compute a structure single value of a closed loop matrix. Now, however, this is an analysis problem where you assume that we have already designed a control K. Most of the time, actually, we don't have the closed loop, we don't have the control K. So all we actually need to do is to design control K so that the structure single value is minimized. So in this case, we can pose the mucinsis problem as a minimization problem over all stabilizing control K, so that the structure single value is minimized. Now this problem is not easily solved, but we're going to present a reasonable approach to solve this using iterative solutions. We're going to pose, instead of computing this structure single values, because it's very hard to do, is we're going to pose to solve the upper bound problem. So we're going to, instead of computing structure single values, we're going to compute the upper bound. So we're going to solve another problem, that is a minimization of all controllers of the scaled H infinity minimization problem. Instead of computing structure single value, we're going to use the upper bound for structure single value. So we're going to introduce the scaling matrix D. D could be any stable and stable and minimum phase transfer functions. And want to make the norm as small as possible. Now, the way we're going to solve this problem is that, well, of course, this problem is still not easy to solve. So what we're going to do is we're going to solve iteratively over D and K. First of all, we're going to minimize by fixing D, then we're going to minimize over K. This is a so-called a standard H infinity control problem we're going to talk about later on. And once we find a control K, then we're going to stick that control K in, then we're going to find optimal D to minimize this H infinity norm. And keep doing that, then we fix the D and then find a control again and again and again. So we're going to iteratively solving K over D. And this process is usually called a decay iteration. Even though this joint minimization problem is not convex in general, practically it works very well. This solution has been widely used.